This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
Time to catch up with Milo to talk a whole lot of sport right here on Triple M.
Morning again, listeners. Milo, Triple M, we're talking local sport. And this year we've had a new innovation in cricket. We've had the inaugural Southeast female competition involving teams across the Limestone Coast Southeast. And the man that has been at the helm of this, he's the representative for the SACA in the Southeast. Good morning, James Dunn.
Good morning, Milo. How are you?
Yeah, good. James culminated last weekend with a bit of a mini T20 carnival up there at Bordertown. So that's it in terms of club games for the girls. Just a comment, James, from where you picked up this group of girls and where their cricket's at now.
Did you know for the Country Cup?
No, just from the point of view of the girls that played in this local competition, improvement, as you've seen it, has come.
Yeah, I think, the reduction in balls going flying off in all directions, that's obviously getting better by the game or by the innings. The girls are so enthusiastic to play. It's so good to see, I guess, that they're so enthusiastic to play against other women, and they want to be better. They want to keep getting better and better. So that has been a really big improvement.
Okay, we look forward to next year on the club scene. But as you intimated, you've got a group of girls, 13 to be precise, and I'll give them a mention: Casey McDonald, Courtney Twigden, Ella Boston, Ella Roost, Emily Schutz, Eric Watson, Georgina Buick, Hayley Twigden, Jade Schneider, Sophie Clifton, Lottie Volker, Charlie Schroeder and Laura Chester, who are part of the Southeast Statewide Carnival Squad. They're going to head up to the Barossa 11th to the 14th of January. And I know there's a skills day as well organised by SACA. You, of course, are the coach. So no doubt you've got things in place to hone those girls pre-Christmas and after Christmas for that carnival.
Absolutely. We started off last season and a lot of the same girls are going again. So, we continued our training throughout, pre-COVID, and we have been able to have a session or two since, but we'll definitely get them back out on the track next week and get prepared for a big carnival.
And no doubt they'll be inspired by the exploits of our national women's team as well. Now, last year it was an under-16s, and it's an open carnival this year, isn't it?
No, it's still under-16s this year. Yep.
Oh, that's good. So that means they're going to be playing against girls in their own age group. And the big one is quite a few of those girls went last year, so they'll be able to gauge their improvement.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, with the experience of going last season and they now know what to expect, the skills day, as you mentioned before, was really, really well received throughout the teams and the girls, and they got a lot out of it. And, we're always looking at ways that we can improve people's experience in going to these carnivals. So, if we can continue our training beforehand as well and get into the carnival.
And the junior boys teams are involved in those carnivals as well, and you oversight all that and you'll be involved. Now, just a comment, James, where do you pitch our cricket in terms of development here at this stage? Are you pretty pleased with the way it's tracking?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I was actually just having this discussion on the weekend with someone, and it's a big commitment for families down our way. We're so far out of Adelaide, I guess, and with the coaching of John Alcock, he does a hell of a lot of coaching for us. Steve Vorse is also heavily involved in the junior side of coaching, and they have been really, really open and knowledgeable in what they're teaching the kids. So their development is progressing really well, and I think we'll hopefully see the results throughout that carnival.
I've been talking to James Dunn. He's our local representative for SACA in terms of cricket. I'll catch up with you in the new year, and let's hope the girls are all drilled and ship-shape and ready to go.
Sounds good, mate. You have a good Christmas.
Same to you.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.